This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, and Dell. Let's talk about Pat Mahomes. He's not here yet? Okay. He's going to be calling now. Cliff Kingsbury is going to give us a call here, and we will have him on in just a second to talk about Pat Mahomes. Would you be happy if the Texans get him at 25?
Yeah, sounds like they like him, so I guess that's a good thing if you're happy with that pick. I don't care where they draft him. The number has no bearing. If you think that's the guy, take him.
Yeah.
Take him. I don't care if it's the first overall pick. You know, I don't care what other people think. If you inside the organization feel like this is your guy, you do it. You do it no matter where you take him. So the number has no bearing. I know some people didn't project him out to be a first rounder, but who cares? Who cares? Those are projections. Those are mock drafts. They feel like Mahomes is the guy, 25, take him. If you want to move up and take him, take him. Just have a guy. Have a guy you're happy with.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Working on getting Cliff in here. Here he must be. He said he would be able to get away and give us a call. So we're working on that. Yeah, I here's the trend. The part that, and Cliff did this when he went to the Packers. Mm-hmm. The transition from running that offense to going to the pros is not an easy one. It's not an easy one. So it is going to be awfully difficult to make that transition. But this guy, Cliff, knows as well as anybody what that's all about. So he's joining us right now, Dell. Let him through.
Yeah, you just let Cliff through, intern.
Hey, intern, just shut up and let Cliff through.
Even if it's a fake Cliff Kingsbury, we don't care.
No, it's the real Cliff.
I know.
Yeah.
But get him on.
So that'd be great if we could just, get him up. All right, Cliff Kingsbury, head coach, Texas Tech, with us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Cliff? Cliff, you there?
Oh, they're still looking for him. They're looking for him still.
Oh, they're looking for him.
Okay. That's why.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know when he's here.
Yeah, I'm interested to ask him about that transition thing. I wonder how. Obviously, that's the big knock on these system quarterbacks, right? College, quote unquote, system quarterbacks. They don't translate. That's fine. I want to know how his system, will that translate? Yes or no? Just the Kingsbury system.
Well, we've seen that he can make all the throws.
Yeah.
Right. And we saw it with Mariota making a transition. Mm-hmm. He did it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, having never, well, we got to ask him about this. How much did he, of the defenses did he have? The knock is, how much was all predetermined, 1, 2, 3, throw, and how much was he reading defenses?
Sure.
How much was he game planning? How much was he calling plays? Mm-hmm. Not huddling, we know that. Didn't see him huddle, which is It's a huge thing. Now, it may seem simple, but it's actually going to take a little bit of time, isn't it?
Yeah. Getting the calls in from there, relaying it back to everybody, not messing that up, knowing the system. Yeah, I get all that. I just want to know from him, like, how hard is it really? And do you think this kid can do it? Because they love him. They love him down on Kirby.
He reminds me a lot of Matt Stafford. Sean keeps saying Ben Roethlisberger. I don't see that. But Ben throws from all different angles and all kinds of stuff. But Stafford to me is a gunslinger, sidewinder. He can throw any pass and that kind of arm strength. Ben's got a bunch of arm strength as well. But I see more Stafford. I see him a little bit more athletic than Ben. Cliff Kingsbury is here with us on ESPN 97.5. Cliff, what's up?
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
All right. We were just talking about it. You had to make the transition from your Texas Tech offense to the Packers, right?
Patriots,
excuse me. That's right. Which Texas Tech quarterback went to the Packers? Anyway, to the Patriots. What is that transition going to be like for Pat?
Yeah, I mean, I think every young quarterback that goes there, it's going to be different. You look at the top four guys this year, all having to play in spread offenses, all, you know, are in shotgun every play. So it's not going to be harder for one than the other. And really, that's the way it looks like it's trending in college football, that most of those top quarterbacks are playing these spread offenses because that's what's effective in college football right now. So I think the biggest thing, the number of protections will obviously increase dramatically. The speed of the game, the level of preparation it takes week in, week out to be one of those elite quarterbacks. So it's you know, everything jumps up, everything ramps up, as you'd expect when you move into the professional level.
Yeah, and that's such a good point. You know, outside of a handful of teams that are running pro-style offenses, most all these quarterbacks are running these quote-unquote systems, right? And I think it's an unfair thing to say just because he's a Texas Tech quarterback, oh, how is he going to translate? What about you? How do you feel about that saying that's always out there? How is he going to translate from that system?
Yeah, I mean, you can watch what he has, the natural gifts he has, his arm talent. I mean, it's a different animal than some of the guys that previously played here. It's just a whole different beast, and you know, one situation is different from the others. The amount of opportunities you're going to get as a top 15 pick as opposed to a 6th, 7th free agent type guy is going to dramatically increase, and it just, you know, what team he goes on, where he goes, what the coaching staff's like, what offense he plays in. A lot of these NFL teams are doing a lot more shotgun plays and similar college concepts and getting the ball out quick. So I think, you know, he's going to have developing wherever he goes, but he's athletically and talent-wise, he's just a different beast than what's come out of here previously.
It was Graham Harrell went to the Packers. Yeah. And Cliff Kingsbury is with us here on ESPN 97.5. All right, so how much defense reading did he do? How much was this is the first guy you look to, second guy you look to, third guy you look to, and how difficult will that be for him?
I mean, not very when it comes to that stuff. We, you know, I know we get lumped in there as the air raid, but we install a bunch of new concepts every week, and we talk a lot about defenses, a lot about coverages. We do a ton of film study, and I coach that position, so I take a lot of pride in their preparation. And those things are all things that will translate well. The biggest deal is, to me, you know, the number of protections that are in there, calling out the mic, recalling the mic, you know, all things that just takes repetition to get used to.
Got Cliff Kingsbury joining us here on ESPN 97.5. How's spring ball going for you?
Went well. We wrapped it up a couple weekends ago, and like where we're heading. We have a senior quarterback, Nick Szymanek, who got a lot of reps for the ones last year and some weeks that Pat wasn't able to practice, and played well when he played in the games, and excited about him. Have a lot of guys back on offense, on defense, and so felt like we made some good steps through the spring. Now just have to keep it rolling.
That was the tat dude, right? Doesn't he have? He's got a sleeve.
Oh, yeah. He's sleeved up pretty good.
Yeah.
So when are you going to start on yours?
I can't pull that off.
Cliff, you can do it.
You know, Granato has some, right?
Yeah, he
has
a sleeve. I'm starting my little sleeve. I got a little sleeve. I got a short sleeve right now. No, but that's cool. So yeah, that he played pretty well last year when he came in.
Yeah, he did, and he's a senior, been in our system 4 years, really, really good thrower of the football. We got all those receivers back and a bunch of offensive linemen back, so he's going to have a great supporting cast. He doesn't have to do it all, and expect him to play at a high level.
Is that, to me, I love following spring practices and seeing, like, you know, how different coaches do it differently, whether it be just trying to get guys ready and amped up and getting their workouts in versus, hey, this is what we're going to work on this spring and on the defensive side or offensive side. What's your plan of attack for spring ball, and does it change every year?
It really does. I think you come out of fall, the season, and decide, hey, what are the two or three areas that we have to get better at, that we have to emphasize going into spring football, and then you talk about those throughout spring ball, and you try to put in drills, put in team periods that help you get better at them, and that's really kind of the way we look at it.
Cliff Kingsbury here on ESPN 97.5. The Texans are really looking at him. Tell us about his footwork. Tell us about his fundamentals, because he's so fun to watch. He's a gunslinger, but right. Does he have those fundamentals that he's going to need at this level?
Well, I mean, none of them do. You know, when you're in shotgun and you're dropping back and taking a three-step drop every time or resetting your feet and throwing, that's just something that has to be worked on, is the five-step under center, five with no hitch, seven with no hitch. So his footwork isn't any different than the other four that have played in shotgun their entire careers. So, yeah, he can do it. If he has to play early, very similar to how the Cowboys played Dak, put him in shotgun where he's comfortable, let him use his athletic ability to make plays, move around, and you know, that'll allow him to have success early. But all the mechanics, all the footwork stuff, to me, it's just overblown when you watch a guy like Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger play, who hardly ever set their feet and hardly ever in the pocket and throw from all the different platforms. I don't buy all the knocks that people try to put out there.
Yeah, that's just the draft process, though. It's such a frustrating.
They got to fill the airwaves. And,
exactly. You got like 6 months.
Air.
It's so much. It gets so tiring too. You start beating down guys, and you build them back up. And you get people excited, and it's just. It's ridiculous. And you're right, because when the best guys are doing it, how are we expecting the young guys like to follow suit when you go, well, look at Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't do it.
Right.
And it's kind of frustrating. I'm with you on that.
Cliff, we appreciate you, man. We're rooting for you. Have a big season. You're going to join us again this year?
Yeah. Y'all just let me know. Where do you think the Texans are going to get Pat? What do you think? Give me your breakdown.
If he's sitting there and the other two are, I don't know which one they like the best, but apparently the reports are, and we don't know, we can't trust them. But Bill O'Brien loves Pat Mahomes, so I if he's sitting there and they don't take him, my head will explode.
That'd be fun.
So you know that. So we won't be doing anything this year because my head will explode.
Yeah, and we're all rooting for that. I mean, I want to see Mahomes come here, but. I kind of want to see Granato's head explode, too.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. We're in a tough situation.
I can go either way on that one.
Yeah. See, it's a tough situation, right, Cliff?
Summy is listening right now, and he's going to join us right after.
What?
Yeah.
What's up, Summy?
Summy's listening to you. Say hi to Summy, Cliff.
Yeah, Coach Sumlin.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Man, he's doing good.
He's probably already there, huh? He's in Philly getting ready.
He's on his way. No, he's on his way, as a matter of fact.
He's styling and profiling as usual. Got him a new suit on, so he's feeling good.
Got the number one pick.
The number one
look
pick.
At him, all grown up, time. Number one pick. Look at that. How great is that? Yeah. All right. Hey, man, take care. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you this season.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Kevin Sumlin going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.